And now we head to Wilmore, just a tiny spot on the map in western Kansas. Its population, never much to speak of, has dwindled to less than 50. Yet, on some days, that number can double if you count the visitors. On this month's Hidden Kansas, Lou Ann Stevens takes a spin in an unlikely place.
The sound of a carousel. You've probably heard it dozens, if not hundreds, of times. They're usually found in carnivals, amusement parks, or occasionally in upscale shopping centers. But this one? It's in Ernie and Christy Griffin's backyard in Wilmore, Kansas. Wilmore, population 37, is about 35 miles west of Medicine Lodge in Comanche County. The Griffins, who retired several years ago, live there half the year, the other half there in San Diego. And the carousel is open and available as long as they're in town. I met Ernie and Christy in their beautifully landscaped backyard. We chatted on a bench next to the gazebo that houses the carousel. They've told their story several times, and my first question was the same as most people's. Why a carousel?
Well, we did an analysis of Wilmore and decided that given all of its problems, a carousel would cure them.
Okay, that's a joke. The real reason has more to do with nostalgia. There was a large carousel in a park where Ernie Griffin grew up in San Diego.
Balboa Park has a carousel from the 19-teens, and when we were kids, we used to go up and ride. You'd ride for a nickel, and you'd grab the brass ring, and if you're lucky, get another ride for free. And we moved here. I thought, maybe I ought to buy a carousel. Some people want Harley-Davidsons.
The Griffins bought the carousel in 2013. It was manufactured in Italy and located in a mall in Texas. The craftsmanship is amazing. Each horse is different, painted in bright reds and blues and greens, and decked out with straps and harnesses and feathers, the sign of a European carousel. It stands in a brightly painted gazebo where a sign invites you to honk for a free ride. The Griffins get visitors from across the state and occasionally from farther away. There's a steady procession from Wichita. Even with the COVID-19 pandemic, they'll see up to 75 visitors on a weekend day, all in small family groups.
You know who likes it best? Little kids. They have this look of wonderment in their eye when they look up at all the lights and things. And old people our age, they have this whimsical, gosh, I remember doing that. I tell everyone that they're seven when they're on a carousel. And a lot of them look that way, too.
The Griffins say everyone should have a chance to take a ride, even a reporter. So I found myself on a beautiful white horse with a bright red feather. They were delighted, but not as much as I was.
Woo! Oh, how fun is this? I see what you mean. I am seven again.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing places across our state.